The College Experience, Colorado State at Air Force College Football Thanksgiving Day preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience, Colorado State at Air Force College Football Thanksgiving Day special. Yes, my name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we're picking Mountain West Thanksgiving Day. Can there be snow in Colorado Springs this day? That's all I want. All right. Give me some snow football on a nice Thanksgiving Thursday. I'll be stuffed with mashed potatoes and cocktails and turducken, all this stuff. It's going to be delicious. I can't wait. I can't wait. And what better time? I mean, look at this. You got college basketball tipping off on Wednesday. Going to be crazy. Then that bleeds into Thursday, where you get two great college football games. You also get a bunch of NFL games. And then on Friday, a huge slate of college football. Thursday, you also have college basketball, Gonzaga and Kansas. And then Friday, it's just more football, tons of college football, college basketball. Saturday, tons of college football, college basketball. Sunday, college basketball and one college football game. And NFL action, then Monday, college basketball, NFL. It's just a great time to be alive. Despite this virus, I understand it's fucking with us, but hey, we will prevail. All right. 2020 Colorado State Rams. They're 1-2. They've had two games canceled where I think they probably would have beaten New Mexico and UNLV. So tough that their harder games have been the ones they've had to play, but this year has been crazy. All right. Hopefully this game happens, but this is a good rivalry. Both teams, you know, not that far from each other. Colorado State located in Fort Collins, Colorado, where Air Force is in Colorado Springs. But you look at this Rams team coached by Steve Adazio, and you know, I think Adazio brings a certain toughness to this team, which I think is good for Colorado State. Now, there are other things that always bother me about Adazio. Sometimes his reluctancy to adapt to a passing game. I've always thought he was a terrible coach when it came to special teams, as you saw in that Boise State game. I mean, I remember they gave up 21 points just on special teams to Boise State. And I remember at Boston College, that was a big problem with him as well. But I'm hoping they get those things fixed, because college football is better when Colorado State and Air Force are good. So let's get this thing going. I do think in game one that they lost to Fresno, they were starting the wrong quarterback. They were starting Todd Senteo, and they put him in the game, in the Boise State game, because Patrick O'Brien, I guess, wasn't doing very good. But to me, there's only one quarterback on this team. Patrick O'Brien is the guy they want to do. The Nebraska transfer, he's very good. 34 of 56, 477 yards, 61% completion percentage, 8.5 yards a pass, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. I'm telling you, he's not the problem, Adazio. You don't need to pull him. No disrespect to Senteo. I think Senteo could be a player down the road. But O'Brien is your man if you want to win. At the running back spot, they got a John Vivens. 34 rushes, 164 yards, 4.8 yards a rush and a score. He'll be joined by Marcus McElroy Jr., 31 rushes, 60 yards. Like to get those averages up. Also, Christian Hunter will get some carries as well. Now, they do have one of the best tight ends in America in Trey McBride, 17 catches, 268 yards, 16 yards a grab, four scores. I also like their wideouts. I think Dante Wright is good, 15 for 255. And I'll be honest, Nate Craigmeyer is a guy I was impressed with in years past. Kind of struggling this year, but I still think he's talented. He's the other wideout, 6 for 68. Perhaps they just need to develop a rapport. The third and fourth wideouts, you'll get EJ Scott and Ty McCulloch. So those are the wideouts. At the kicking spot, they got Robert List, 9 for 9 on extra points, 3 for 5 on field goals, long of 48. So that's good. Defensively, you want to circle this guy's name. I've been impressed with him. I've watched a decent amount of Colorado State games. DeQuan Jackson at linebacker spot leads the team in tackles. He also has two sacks and a fumble recovery. Guys all over the field. He'll be joined in the linebacking core with Cameron Carter, 22 tackles, half a sack, and a forced fumble. And also in that linebacking core will be Muhammad Kamara and Aaron Moore. And you'll probably even see Ben Anima for some plays. On the defensive line, circle the name Manny Jones. 12 tackles, two sacks. He's been getting it in on the D-line. And then Scott Patchman, who leads the team in sacks. 15 tackles, 3.5 sacks. Both those guys are going to get after the ball. Also, Devin Phillips is back there. He's got a sack. Toby McBride as well. Ellison Hubbard. All those guys getting in there to, you know, load up the Rams D-line, even James Mitchell as well. In the secondary, I think the guy you want to circle here, this is the weakest spot on the team to me. But cornerback Marshawn Cameron's been pretty efficient this year. 22 stops. He's got a sack on a blitz, pass deflection, and intercept. He's got a pick six. He's also got a forced fumble. Guys all over the field. Him and Logan Stewart will make up that secondary. Also, Tywan Francis, they're getting after it. And Quinn Brennan, Henry Blackburn, and Rashad Ayai will be the one in that backfield really causing havoc. I do think that's probably the weakest unit on this team. So maybe, well, they're playing Air Force, so got to factor in that they don't pass. And when they do, their efficiency traditionally in the triple option, the accuracy might not be there, but the wide receivers will be open because you're keying in on the run so much. So let's talk a little bit about the 2-2 Air Force Falcons. Yes, Troy Calhoun squad, one of the better coaches in college football. You know, I watched that game. I was actually on New Mexico plus 10. Last week when they goosed them, but New Mexico on their backup quarterback, I was not fully aware of that was going to happen, but it is what it is. But New Mexico had their chances. I mean, Air Force could not hold on to the ball in that game. So I'm sure Troy Calhoun got after his players saying, "Hey, we need to hold on to the fucking ball if we want to be doing anything this year." So Air Force is 2-2 with the wins over Navy, New Mexico. They lost kind of a close game with San Jose State. I think San Jose State kind of pulled away late. And then they were even kind of in it with Boise for a little bit. Big kick return at one point in that Boise game. So I actually think they're probably a little bit better than their record indicates. But when you look at this team, they definitely got to, they can't play like they played against New Mexico and beat Colorado State. You got to hold on to the rock. You got very fortunate to win that game. And even with the score looking the way it did, I mean, New Mexico missed like 4 field goals, maybe 5 field goals. But you break down this team and Troy Calhoun, they've had COVID issues. They've had to battle with a ton of different players. Daniels at the quarterback spot, 17 of 31, 200 yards, 55% completion percentage, that's surprising that it's only 6 yards of completion because normally the triple option gives you a lot of downfield availability. 1 touchdown, 0 picks. Gotta love the triple option. They got a number of running backs that will get the ball. Looking at Brad Roberts, 38 for 280, 7.4 yards a rush, 4 scores. Daniels himself, the quarterback, 38 rushes, 189 yards, 5 yards a rush, 2 scores. Brandon Lewis, they'll bring him in. You know, he's kind of a wide receiver for this team, but they will have him come in motion and then drop it off to him. 20 rushes, 180 yards, 9 yards a rush and a score. Then the fullback, Timothy Jackson, 34 rushes, 178 yards, 5.2 yards a rush. And they also have Matthew Merla, another fullback, 20 for 108, three scores. And then Elijah Robinson, a running back, getting in there, 20 rushes, 90 yards. They just have a slew of backs they can give it to. You know, triple option football, you should. Receiving the ball, you really only want to circle one guy, tight end Kyle Patterson. Both these games have good tight ends. Patterson, 9 catches, 140 yards, just shy of 16 yards a reception and a touchdown. He's their first option. Okay, two, they got Brandon Lewis, who's got 8 for 68, but he doesn't kill you the same way Patterson does. When Patterson catches the ball, he kills you. Even the backup to Patterson, Rhett Harms at tight end, one grab, 31 yards. So they like when they throw the tight end, it's a long completion. And the other wide receiver spot, Daniel Morris, 3 for 29, 9 yards a grab. So when they go to the wideouts, that this is kind of shocking because normally in the triple option, when you go play action, you will have your opportunities to really throw the ball downfield. If you look at throughout the years of Navy, Army, Air Force, even back when Tulane was doing it or New Mexico, when they throw, they don't throw much, but when they throw, you'll have receivers averaging 35 yards a catch because they're just wide open. Kicking the ball, the Air Force is 11-11 on extra points, 5 of 7 on field goals with the TV shoot Pels roll. I'm probably butchering that name, but hey, long of 48 on the year seems to be a decent kicker. In on the defensive side for the Falcons, I'm going to say you want to circle nose tack George Silvinic, 20 stops, third on the team in tackles, two and a half sacks as well. On that D line, he'll be joined by Michael Purcell. Purcell, 8 stops on the year. Also, you'll see nose tackle Joey Woodring in there causing some havoc, as well as Kawale Piskaya. I'm probably butchering that name too, but, and then Hayden isn't hard to, we'll get in there as well, on that D line. D line's been kind of they were replacing a decent amount on the D line. So, that's been an issue. Now I will say you got to love the fact that fullback Jonathan Youngblood is fourth on the team in tackles. That's, you got to just love that. At the linebacker spot, you want to circle, I would say Parker Norin's the top linebacker on this defense. 17 stops, a pass deflection, and a force and a fumble recovery. Him, Alec Mock, 13 tackles, 1 sack. Also, Ethan Eckerson and Grant Donaldson round out that unit. Maybe Will Trawick will get in there as well. He's got a half a sack on the year, and Brandon Gooding as well as a sack. But the secondary, Elisha Palm is the guy you want to circle here. 25 tackles, 2 pass deflections, an interception. Guy's a player. Same with Corvin Taylor. But you got to love this secondary. 21 stops, 1 pass deflection, 2 picks. They're going to have their opportunities in this game. And they'll be joined by David Urie, Camby Goff, and Jaden Goodwin to round out, and Zion Kelly as well to round out that secondary. But I do like that matchup where they're probably best at the secondary, where Colorado State, you know, they want to be a run heavy team. I think, but I don't think they're there yet. So they're gonna have to take some shots throwing the ball. But I will say the linebacker play against that tight end for Colorado State, that tight end, what was his name? McBride. That could be a dangerous, dangerous option for the Rams. I'm excited to watch this one. I'm going to do a quick weather check. Let's do a quick weather check on Colorado Springs. I can tell you at the moment, I'm recording this on Tuesday, it's 34 degrees. All right. High of 44 on Thursday, man. I just want snow. Seems like there's snowing today. Damn it. Let's look at what Vegas is saying. What is this line right now? What is this line? I want to say it was what? It is currently, Vegas has got it at Air Force -5.5. I'm going to say you take the points. I think if Air Force wins, it'll be by 3-4 or something like that. Give me the Rams to get this one done in Colorado Springs. At least cover it. Air Force might get the win, but I think Colorado State's a live dog as well. Play that. So yeah, you heard it here first. College experience. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, we handicap every single Division One college football, college basketball game. If you're a college basketball fan, you know, they're tipping off this Wednesday. Colorado State fans, I think you got a lot of reason to be optimistic this year. Air Force, you know, working in a new coach, but we cover it all in the College Experience. Make sure you subscribe. Yeah, like I said, we've been handicapping every single college football and college basketball game, Division One, for 3.5 years. We release a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Give away our picks for free. Me, my co-hosts that are normally with me, Patty C and NC Nick, we handicap every game and been over 500 each season. Each college football season has been over 500 picking every game. And also on our locks, we've been way over 500. And we give all those away for free on our spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and also on our Twitter accounts. So make sure you check us out. We are the College Experience, available on all platforms. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks, but I hope that you can get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, because that's essentially how we get paid, guys. And I know you're stuck at home with COVID, so you got no fucking excuses. You can't say, "Oh, I was with the family in Bora Bora." No, you weren't. You're full of shit. Please get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review saying some nice things about us, because that's essentially how we get paid. Oftentimes sponsors tell us that they look at iTunes comments, see if fans are engaged and if this podcast is hip, people are still checking in on it. And yeah, so if you leave that 5-star review, they might look and say, "Hey, turns out someone likes these idiots. Let's give them a few $1,000 to talk about our product." And then voila, we give you more episodes, more breakdowns. It's a beautiful formula. I'll tell you this too, to make it even more beautiful. If you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot with your phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, showing me that screenshot, and I'll enter you in a raffle to win a College Experience t-shirt. And let me tell you, it's like a David Stern lottery. All right. The raffle is rigged. You will win a College Experience t-shirt. It might be this week. It might be next week. Don't worry, you will get it. All you do is show me that screenshot, and the next thing you know, in the next week or two, you will have a College Experience t-shirt. It's a beautiful formula at the Colby D on Twitter. My co-host, traditionally Patty C and NC Nick, they're on Twitter at Patty C 831 and NC Nick. Check out his DFS podcast and a lot of the articles he's writing over at Sports Gambling Podcast. But yes, his DFS podcast he does with me. Come play DraftKings college football and college basketball with us, guys. Thursday, we're going to play DraftKings, Colorado State, Air Force, Utah State, New Mexico. It's going to be fun. Friday, a slew of games. Saturday, a slew of games. And also we're mixing in college basketball. We don't charge a lot. It's only a buck or two just to get you in a couple, maybe $3 sometimes. But we also give away a lineup that I play in other DraftKings that can make a lot of money. So come on and do it. Have some fun. And yeah, we're part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. And yeah, this is the College Experience, Colorado State at Air Force style. You need to start thinking about yours. And we out.